And it's not even just a training program. We're in a love affair. That's what this is. It's a love affair. And if you have children, you know, God, I mean, all of us are his children. And with a child, you don't just train them. You know, it says train them up in the way they should go so they're not departed. You're not like a drill sergeant. I'm a mother. My love, you know, my love is ever present for my son, even if he's acting silly, even if he hurts my feelings, even if he does something he shouldn't. My love is always there. And my training of him is to correct him so he doesn't get hurt. It's out of love that I train him, not because I want to be in control of him. And it's the same with God. He doesn't want to control us. He simply wants us to yield to what's best. What he is the best for us, and he wants us to give in to that. Not so he can control us, but so he can overwhelm us with his love, his presence, his gifts, his blessings. That's his desire.
Wow, that really makes sense.
Doesn't it? Isn't it amazing?
Yep.
And then you can have life with him. Not a program. I'm not in his flippin' training program. I'm in the devil's training program when I do that. Because he's the one who does that kind of stuff. Okay, you have to do A, B, C, D, E. And if you don't do it, you're in trouble. And did you tick all the boxes? And forget it. Tick what boxes? It is finished. It's done. There's no boxes to tick anymore. There isn't even a form. So I'm just going to live in harmony and union with my Father in heaven through the Holy Ghost and have a good old time setting the captives free and bringing life to the dead, whether they're physically dead or spiritually dead. And it's not even my job. It's my desire, because it's his desire. He wants to touch people. And he doesn't want to just touch them and use me as a vehicle. I am not a vehicle. I am his daughter. And so are you. You're not a thing. You're not a machine. You're the love of his life that he died for. He doesn't treat machines like that. I keep seeing this picture, Eldie, and I've seen it when I've talked to other people, but I'm seeing it really strongly for you. You got to get that every drop of that blood was for you. You really got to get it. He wants you to get it right now. Every drop of blood that Jesus shed was for you individually. That's how much you count to him. That's what he wants you to know this morning. It was all for you.
Oh, thank you, Jesse. Thanks for sharing that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I mean, I'm crying for you because it's his spirit telling me. Let that in, girl. Let that, even if you don't let it in right now. You don't have to do it with me. You don't need an audience. Do it with him. Let it in. Every drop was shed for you. That's what he says. That's how valuable you are. Not because you do anything. Not because you go get somebody saved. Not because you pray for somebody and they get healed. You are valued already perfectly, completely, by every drop of blood that was shed. And he shed that blood not because you were stinky and smelly and a sinner. He shed that blood so he could be with you in oneness.
That's awesome. That's true.
Yeah, it is true. It is true. And if you can live from there, Eldie, in terms of how you know, whatever kind of ministry you do, and it doesn't matter. But if you can live from that place of knowing that your value is already guaranteed and nothing can change it, nothing can lessen it, and nothing can increase it. It is complete value. If you can live from there, your joy will be full. And there's no accident that you chose that name. Okay, and that's what he wants you to have. Joy that is full. He says that in his word. And I can't remember where the scripture is, but I know Jesus talks to his disciples and says that their joy may be full. And I want to find that. I think that's really special for you. So I'm going to try to look in my little concordance in the back of my New King James, because it's said in those words. Here we go. John 15:11. I'll just read it to you because I think it's real personal. And let's see. Okay. He says this. Okay. I'll just go a little bit before that. I'm going to go to John 15:9. As the Father, this is Jesus talking, loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Now, people will get hung up on the keep the commandment part. That's what they focus on, because the devil loves legalism. He thrives on it. And he tries to destroy the body of Christ with it. And he's done it, whether it's in healing. You know, you got to pray for people and heal them. Otherwise, you're not really a believer. Or he does it through, you better cross your legs and wear this kind of clothes, you know, and not swear. And that makes you a believer. Legalism is legalism is legalism. It doesn't matter what form. When it says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. I mean, what are his two greatest commandments? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your strength, all your mind, and all your soul. And love your neighbor as yourself. Now, if we're going to love God with that kind of love, of course we're going to abide in his love. And the only way we can love him that way is to have his love in us, which he already gave us through the cross. So it's a cycle. It isn't, you know, oh, I better be good to daddy and do the right thing. And if I miss out and I don't heal this person or pray for that one or whatever, he's not going to love me anymore, or I'll lose my place, or I'm not going to be considered worthy. It's none of that. God, Jesus already said, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. Live in my love. And this was before he went and, you know, died for us and then came back and then rose and ascended. So now where he's, I've just got to get a hold of this because I know God wants to say something to you about it. His love is not conditional. And the church has taught that it is. They've also taught that his grace is conditional, and it is not. Grace that's conditional is not grace at all. Then it's works. So love that's conditional is not love at all. That's all. It is not love at all. Because then I got to earn it. The love has already been poured out. It's already yours. And when we start to yield to that love, receive that love, be poured into with that love, we can't help but want to love others. But it's not from that place of I must do it. It's not from a place of works or performance. Performance-based healing is hell. And performance-based grace is no such thing. We cannot earn this. I mean, he made that pretty clear in the Bible. How many times has he said that? That it's unearnable. Grace is an unearnable thing, and there's no loopholes in it. We can't. The church has been trying, you know, the body of Christ and all kinds of teachings, doctrines, whatever, has been trying to find a loophole in grace since he rose again. Because they can't believe it's that good. It's like, no, it's impossible. No, I still got to do all these things. It says I got to follow the commandments. See, look, it says the commandment. The only commandment that we're to follow or keep. It's not even follow. We're not even supposed to follow. We're supposed to keep it. Like, what does that mean? I want to look that up in the Greek. What is to keep my commandments? The only one we're to keep is love.
Right.
That's the commandment. And everybody tells everyone else that, no, but you have to do this. You got to go heal people. You got to go save people. You got to do this. Yes, he told us to do that, to go out into all the world and make disciples of all the nations. But he didn't say, if you don't do that, you're out of the club. He told that to us because he was a guide to this is what is going to expand me in the world. Not, okay, well, if you don't do it, you're in big fat trouble. And daddy's going to come down and zap you. Or worse yet, you're not in the kingdom anymore. Because what does he say? He says, many will come to me saying, Lord, Lord, look, we did this. Look, we did that in your name. Isn't it amazing? And he's going to say, I never knew you. So obviously the works isn't the thing. And you know, I've looked up that word new. I never knew you. Do you know what it means? It's amazing in the Greek. It means to know someone as a husband and a wife know experientially. That's the knowing he wants.
Wow.
Amazing, isn't it? That's true love. Total oneness. Because when a husband and wife know each other experientially, we're one. He says we're one flesh, even. He wants to be one flesh with us, let alone spirit. Isn't that incredible?
Well, doesn't that make the standard very high then?
No, it's not a standard. It's not a standard. To know him that way is to just yield to his love. Just give in. There's no standard. You don't have to achieve it. You just let him do it. Let him take you over.
Okay.
That's all you do. Elder, you just let him take you. You know what I say to him? Holy Spirit, this is what I do. Because the Holy Spirit is our link between heaven and earth. This is what I say to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, have free reign in me. Take me over. He does all the work. I don't know how to do that. How am I going to love, you know, like that? You know, without him. It would be impossible. But it's not impossible with him. And he does it. Like I said, I don't even have to think about it. Like you said, you can feel the presence of God when I'm talking. Because I do that. I say, have free reign. I don't, to be honest with you, LD, people will say these amazing things about me. And I freak out. I'll flip out. And I'll go, what are they talking about? I don't even get it. Because it's all him. I don't know what I say from one time to the next. I have to listen to these teachings myself. I am not kidding you. I go over these and listen to these teachings. And I'm going, that is so amazing. Wow, that's so cool. Oh, I have to do that. That's how it is for me. Because he's teaching. I don't remember it. I'll go back to a teaching that he taught through me 3 weeks ago. And I'll go, oh my goodness, I'm not doing that. I better start doing that, you know? That's what it's like. He's living in me, teaching through me. I'm becoming more, it's like our molecules mix. This is the picture he often gives me. He and my molecules are mixed, and he and your molecules are mixed. So I've had times when I've gone out into the street and, you know, praying for people and nothing happens and I'm exhausted and I'm discouraged and I'm like, oh, this is just stupid. I just want to go home and hide my head. Okay. And I'll ask him, I'll come home and I'll say, well, what happened? How come it didn't work? And da, 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 I did what you said. And la, 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 la. And he'll go to me. He'll say this to me, which I find is really bizarre. He'll say, you're tired. And I'm like, what? What's that got to do with anything? You're the power of the universe. Who cares whether I'm tired or not? And then he showed me why it makes a difference. Because he and I are one. So if I'm really tired, that affects how he flows through me. But it's not a blame. He's not attacking me and condemning me. Oh, you're so tired and you couldn't get it done today. He's saying to me, go rest. And it shocked me. I'm like, no, but you can do anything.
Faster.
Isn't that amazing? You know, It's like, I'm saying, well, you can do anything. You don't, who cares what I feel like? He goes, well, I care. It's amazing. That's the God that we belong to, Aldi. The one who cares about sparrows falling to the ground. So imagine every thought, every concern, every worry, every hope, every dream in us. Imagine how he feels about that.
Well, it's a lot to think about.
It is. What I'll do is I will, I recorded each one of these. We kept getting cut off, but I re-recorded it. So what I'll do is I'll try and send it, if you give me your email address, I'll try and send it by email. Sometimes it doesn't go through if the file's really big, but we kept getting cut off, so it might be okay. I probably won't put these on, I could put them on the website, but they're so interrupted, but I might just do it anyway. You know, I'll listen back to them and see what they sound like. And then you could just access it from the website. But if you give me,
okay, that sounds good.
You know, but if you give me your email, I can try and send them through. And you can, you know, and then, so just write it down here on the Skype screen, and then I can send it that way. And I'm really glad you joined, and I'm, you know, even though the other people weren't here, you know, you just, oh, I think Cheryl was there part of the time. Cheryl, are you there? It's like her line's open. Oh, okay, you are.
Oh, hi, Cheryl.
Okay. It was really good. It was great. The Holy Spirit was doing his thing as usual. And I'll I might just put them on the, I just don't like that it broke up all the time and I don't know how to put them into one file, but I might just put them on the website as well. But like I said, I'll have a listen, but okay, great. I've got your email. So I think the most important one though, LD, is that one about the picture that I get is he gives me the picture of the drops of blood, everyone shed for you. Ask him what that means. Ask him to share that with you and show you. You will be amazed. And once he gets,
all right, I'll meditate.
Yeah, once he get, and let him just guide your meditating. You know, he'll take you. Once you get a hold of that, then you'll understand that love is not some standard we reach to. Love is a place we live in. It's actually a person we live in. And then you can't do that. You cannot make it happen. You just live in love. Who's God? And that's God. That's who he says he is. He's love. So, you know, a lot of freedom is coming your way. And I'm really glad you connected today. So I'm glad I had to go early. So I'll let you go now, and because I got to get dressed and go out and everything. And but it was a pleasure, and you know the Holy Spirit says it was a pleasure too.
Yeah, definitely, I still felt the.
Sorry.
Of God when you were speaking, that was really awesome.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's alive. So and he kind of likes you. Okay, don't forget that. All right. Just a little. No, I mean, he likes you enough to shed that blood. So really get that. Really get that. That's a love. That's not a liking. But he does like you, too. He thinks you're cute, you know. So anyway. All right. Well, we'll talk. We'll talk whenever we talk again. And I'll, like I said, I'll try to send those off in the next couple of days, one way or the other. Okay.
All right, sounds good. Take your time.
Okay.
Awesome.
All
right.
Thank you so much. Shalom. See you. Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Cheryl, are you still there? Or you can't talk?